Ari Galper, Unlock the Sales Game, Part 3.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
It's really amazing how the simple, subtle ideas, that they're based on big principles, though. You're talking about being more authentic, about putting more emphasis on finding out the truth from them versus trying to get your way with them. And that's just it. But you do that through such subtle methods of slowing down, asking a question at a very key time that you don't want to know the answer to. Most salespeople wouldn't want to know the answer to that, but it's important to know that. It's important to know where they're coming from. So that's just fabulous.
So the other one is this idea of what I call getting to the truth with people. Now, what does that mean? What that means is having them feel comfortable telling you where they stand, so you know exactly where they're at. You're not playing the guessing game anymore. So I'll tell you a quick story. Recently, I had somebody call my office. They got through, my team got to me, and the phone rang unscheduled. I pick it up, and I hear this. I hear, "Mr. Galper." I said, "Yes." And I hear, "You know, my name is John Johnson. Change the name. I'm with XYZ Company. They're a big global company, like billion-dollar company." And he says to me, "Look, we're looking to bring someone in to change our sales culture and our performance. The world has changed, but our team has not changed in terms of skill set. And we'd like to know, first of all, why should we go with you? Why are you the best? And give me your best sales pitch." He says this to me, of all people in the world. So I took a deep breath. I'm a human being too. They're a big ass company, right? I lowered my voice. I got centered in my approach. And I said to him this. I said, "Well, isn't that interesting?" And there's more. Don't worry. Don't freak out. There's more. And then I paused and I said to him, "Over here at our company, we have a very similar process to you, where we ask some questions, gather information to see if we're a good fit. And if we're a good fit, we decide where to go from there." And I said to him, "Would you be open to that?" That's all I said to him. Then I heard nothing in the phone, like dead silence. I'm like, "Oh my God, he's still there." Then I felt this breath across the phone. He just breathed. He's like, this air came across. I could feel his shoulders just dropping, you know? He became a human being again. He got out of his cave and out of his armor he's carrying. He lowers his voice, says to me, "Okay, sure. What kind of questions do you have for me?" Next thing I know, within 5 minutes, we're having a nice conversation, human to human. In that dialogue, I discover, one, he's not a decision maker. Two, he has no budget. And three, he's just curious as to what I do. So off he went for some videos on my website. I hung up the phone. Now, what did my process just save me months of?
Chasing a ghost.
Stress, time. It's actually this drug in our bodies is latent, but it's triggered with inbound calls like that. You know what the drug is called?
What's that?
It's called hopium. You know the hopium drug? You get that inbound call like, "Yes, I got the call." You go to your team. "Guess what? I got it on the board. Big deal pending." You tell your partner, your wife, "Guess what, husband? We're going to feed you this year. This is the deal I've been waiting for my whole career." And you get the hopium drug. You're so excited. And then you call the guy back and you get their voicemail like, "What the? He's not there." Then you go to your computer and you write an email. You say, "Hi, I'm writing you to what? To follow up."
Yep.
And you get no response back. I'm going to ask your listeners and viewers right now to take a verbal oath with me, not a legal one, but a verbal one, post Ari after the recording, to never again use a phrase I'm about to give you ever in your career in selling ever again. And if you've been in sales for a long time, this might hurt just a bit. Hopefully that's okay. I'm going to ask your viewers and listeners to never again, after listening to this recording, use this phrase again. Here it is. Ready for this? Never again use the phrase "follow up" ever again after this recording. Now, what's the only industry in the world that uses the word follow-up? Sales. I'm giving you call. Yeah. Exactly. Sales. You're being instantly associated with that negative salesperson stereotype. Hi, I'm giving you a call to follow up to move things where? Towards the sale.
Yep.
You're killing it right there. It's over. Here you are, heart-centered professional. You're not salesy. You're just a nice person, but your languaging screams. Hi, I'm just checking in. Oh, there's another one. Checking in. There's one more classic. Remember the old school one? I'm giving you a call to touch base. So 1980s, you know, and the minute you use that languaging, it's over. Now they're still nice to you. They still talk to you, but they don't tell you the truth because you're just been tagged with that horrible stereotype. With no matter who you are, I don't care if you're a CEO or a lawyer or an accountant, it's over. So I'm going to ask you all right now to replace that phrase with this instead. This comes right from our program. I'm giving you a call to see if you have any feedback from our previous conversation, any feedback from our last meeting, any feedback from proposal. Feedback is going which direction? It's going backwards, away from the sale. Follow-up's going where? Towards the sale. Remember when I said from the beginning, you have to take the pressure out of the process. Do not create momentum. This is the complete opposite of the entire sales industry, which is all about moving things where? Forward.
Forward, yeah.
I'm saying move things where? Reverse. That's what creates authenticity. That creates trust because you're not doing the behavior and process everybody in the world knows at hello. Look, the world has changed, as you know, so dramatically recently. And here's a whole industry still selling the old way from 1980s, using the old languaging, the old mindset, following up, chasing multiple steps. It's crazy. Think about it. The potential client's got a problem. All they want is it solved. They want to find someone they can trust. They don't want to go through all these hoops to get there. And what do? We make all this drama. And all we want is someone they can trust.
Absolutely. That's fabulous. So important in this. I just want to remind all the listeners and viewers, go back, rewatch, re-listen to this, because there's so much gold in there. So many important pieces that you could pull out and be able to use right away, regardless of what section of the sale you're involved in, whether you're the owner or executive or so forth. You got to know that these things are occurring and that you're going in the right direction and setting up the right trust-based selling process.
For full conversations, go to bjpchats.com.